This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Jersey's former Republican Governor Chris Christie is said to lead the list of those being considered for the White House Chief of Staff job to succeed John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the year. Axios is reporting that Christie was in D.C. this week and met with President Trump to discuss the opportunity. President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen saying President Trump directed him to make hush money payments to two women in the lead up to the 2016 presidential election. He speaks on an ABC Good Morning America interview.
You have to remember at what point in time that this matter came about, 2 weeks or so before the election, post the Billy Bush comments. So yes, he was very concerned about how this would affect the election.
This is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle bed sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
China temporarily cutting its 25% tariff on American-made vehicles and auto parts. The Chinese Finance Ministry announcing a few hours ago it's suspending the tariffs for at least 90 days, beginning the 1st of January, also saying it hopes the U.S. and China can speed up negotiations to remove all tariffs on each other's products. Multiple investigations looking into some bomb threats, which were received yesterday by organizations and businesses across the nation. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada.
A study in the British Medical Journal says Christmas is the most likely time of the year to suffer a heart attack. The study says it spikes during the holidays, peaking at 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An outgoing U.S. Senate Democrat giving her farewell speech on the Senate floor yesterday, and Claire McCaskill said the chamber is broken and should do some self-examination.
The United States Senate is no longer the world's greatest deliberative body, and everybody needs to quit saying it until we recover from this period of polarization and the fear of the political consequences of tough votes.
A frequent Republican critic of President Trump also saying goodbye to the Senate and Washington yesterday. That story from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
In his final speech on the Senate floor, Arizona Republican Jeff Flake warned that the threats to America's democracy are real.
This is not a normal time, and that the threats to our democracy from within and without are real. And none of us can say with confidence how the situation that we now find ourselves in will turn out.
Flake says, though, he will always cherish his time in the Senate.
I leave here grateful and optimistic. I will always treasure the friendships that began here and the kindnesses shown to me and my family by all of you, my colleagues.
And today's the 6th anniversary of the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, where 20 children and 6 adults were killed. Several Newtown houses of worship are open today for personal reflection about the horrific attack by Adam Lanza, who ended up killing himself. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what it's all about. It's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I know you've been looking forward to hearing Daniel Krautheimer. Daniel joins us. He's the editor of The Point of It All, a lifetime of great loves and endeavors created and compiled by his father, Charles Krautheimer, before his death. The Point of It All is a powerful collection of the influential columnist's most important work, spanning the personal, the political, and the philosophical. It includes never-before-published speeches and a major new essay about the effect of today's populist movements on the future of global democracy. Daniel Krautheimer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, Daniel, we've been looking forward to it. You know, as you say in the book, your father, he's your father, and I can only imagine what that meant to you. My father, it's been 14 years that we've been apart, and I miss him every day, and I know that is your sentiment as well. And there is the personal side of Charles Krautheimer that only you knew and your family knew, as is appropriate. And there is the other side, the political, the public side of Charles Krautheimer. And this book, The Point of It All, is this, you know, in a sense, it's kind of his opus, is it not?
I think that's a fair way to put it. And I would say, too, that as you correctly point out, there, as to every man and every person, there is what you do outwardly in your life for society, and you try to contribute in your career, and there's who you are personally and how you live your own life. And I think the very unique and powerful thing about this book is that it contains words and entries from my father on both those fronts. That's certainly what you'd expect from his writings in politics and world history and philosophy is there. But there's also his personal philosophy and stories and views on what family meant to him and friendship and how he viewed what it is to live a purposeful life. And that's why I found it so moving and powerful to put it together. And I hope everyone who reads it can find that as well.
Exactly. Well, Daniel, you know, for you to be charged with this, you know, what was it for you when your dad said, Daniel, I need you to finish this?
It was and still is a weighty responsibility, that's for sure. And I think I've taken that more seriously and profoundly probably than anything else ever in my life. He had been working on this book for quite some time before his health crisis struck, And so, I mean, obviously it's a collection of his works. So the original works are all his to begin with, but the compilation, the choices, most of that, was all my father and all done, but there still was a lot of work to do, that he was not able to complete himself. And so he entrusted it to me. And that was a very serious charge. And I viewed my job as making sure that his voice, his most powerful messages, could all come through in the book, and that also the choices of other columns and essays to put in, the order to put them in, the way to group them, and the way to explain them in the introduction that I wrote. That's what I viewed my job as, because as we mentioned, it spans so many different topics, yet I feel that his core philosophy and thoughts on life unite all of them, everything from politics and world history to his personal life and how you view your place in the universe. And I wanted to make sure that that message laid itself out in a logical and moving progression, and that I could help readers connect those dots and see those sinews of thoughts connecting what would normally be considered such disparate areas. But here, I think, present a very holistic message of looking at the world.
Exactly. Well, Daniel, I'm glad you brought up his core policy, because in core, I guess compass of life that your father maintained. We talked about, yes, you get the father personality and then you get the public persona, but there was that consistent thread. I mean, anybody that knew him close, Brett Baer, others have made that comment that, that Charles Krautheimer was consistent. There was that thread of reason and conscience and, integrity that wove through everything. It wasn't like he was integrous in this area, maybe not this area. He was very consistent, and I think that's what endeared him to people and what they appreciated about your father.
Yeah, I think it was always very telling to me my whole life that I grew up and lived most of my life in places where, let's just say the majority of the population was very much on the other end of the aisle from my dad.
Right, exactly.
But all my life, I've heard literally thousands of times people come up to me and say, hey, I almost never agree with your dad, but I still love reading him or listening to him. And I think that aspect of being respected and wanting to listen to someone who's on the opposite side is very telling, that either maybe he convinces you or opens your mind to a different point of view, or he makes you think about your own argument better and understand your own beliefs and sharpens your own instinct. And I think that people respected his points of view because he was so logical and consistent, and because, as you said, he had real honesty about what he was saying. And there's a quote on the back of the book, actually, that he said in an interview once. He said, if you don't say what you think, say it honestly and bluntly, you're betraying your whole life. Mm-hmm. That was said for him in the context of he had once been a doctor. That's how he began his life in a career. And then he changed to go into follow his passion in politics and writing. And at that moment, he said, look, this is where my heart is, where I think I can make the biggest difference. But I'm leaving a profession where I'm literally helping people in suffering. So I better really do this. I better have integrity and take this seriously and not just play around. And I think he really carried that sense of duty and obligation with him his whole life when he was writing and speaking to the country and to the world.
What was it like, growing up with your father, who had a way of taking the complex and making it so simple? I mean, that is a gift from God, I think, to have that ability. And again, I think that's one of the things that drew people, like moths to the flame, so to speak, to your father, because they just could not help themselves. They wanted to hear what your dad said. It's like the E.F. Hutton, commercial, when they speak, everybody listens. And your dad was blessed with that incredible gift.
Yeah, there's, I mentioned in the introduction, there's an Einstein quote that says, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. And I think that's something my dad, had quoted to me many times. I think he certainly lived his life and his professional life for sure by that. And he often remarked that to me when I was younger and he'd help me when I was writing my, high school papers or whatever. you know, he'd say, this is too complicated. Just, you know, say it simply. He'd say, what are you trying to say here? And then I would, right. you know, say out loud, you know, my condensed version. Say, that's what you need to write.
Exactly.
And
we got to go. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Daniel Kronheimer, the book, The Point of It All, right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Never keep letting your light shine.
You know, that's what it's all about. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and continuing to fight the good fight on behalf of all Americans. And I would say not only Americans, but I would say citizens of the world. And I don't mean that in a global sense. I mean it from a sense that there is a higher calling for all of God's creation, and that's our hope for you and for all of us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now, our conversation with Daniel Krautheimer continues. Daniel, you know, people, I think are, you know, encouraged to hear that your father's website is still up and operating, and if people want to know more and have this sense of connection still with your father, they can connect on his website, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's charleskrauthammer.com, and it's really certainly the place I would point anyone to go to who wants to learn more about my dad or the book. They can find where to get the book and all about it there. But also there's all kinds of other materials about his life, other archives of his work, videos of his speeches and appearances and tributes written to him after he passed. So charleskrauthammer.com is definitely where I would point anyone who wants to learn more about that.
Well, Daniel, one of the anecdotal stories I heard along the way, I think it was from Juan Williams, who talked about a tradition that your father held. I think it was on 4th of July, where everybody would come out and they would all take turns reading a paragraph or two from the Constitution. The Declaration of Independence. I think that that tradition was so, I was so touched by that, I even got confused between the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, but the Declaration of Independence, I mean, that is really the mission statement of what this country is all about, and to do that, I hope that's a tradition that you continue to carry on behalf of your father, because I gotta tell you, when I heard Juan Williams relating that story, I said, wow, oftentimes throughout the year, I remind our audience that you should reconnect and read the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution several times a year. You should do this out of routine. And of course, it's natural, like on a 4th of July to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I saw that clip of Juan that you're talking about, and I was so happy he mentioned it too, because that's something that's meant a lot to me my whole life. And I know my dad loved doing that tradition. It was at our 4th of July party, and we'd read out loud. We'd get in a big circle and read the Declaration of Independence in full. We'd all take turns reading a clause and then all read the conclusion together at the end. Wow. And it was really quite it's a moving experience. It can sound a little corny, but, you know, when you read those words in their full and you think how literally revolutionary and groundbreaking and new they were at the time, and take a step back and realize that this isn't something to take for granted. Mm-hmm. It's a very important thing to do. And actually the last couple of years, my father wasn't actually able to host the party himself, and I continued it and have continued that tradition as well. So it's
awesome.
It's absolutely something I plan to continue doing in my life.
Well, if you have a stranger knocking at your door about that time, it could be me saying, hey, look at I want to be there and read a class. And as you say, where you grew up, it was quite disparate politically. And there's something about reading the Declaration of Independence that drops the pretense and presupposition of Republicans and Democrats. Suddenly, you're transformed back to your early beginning of being an American patriot, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it's, you know, my dad saw that it was important to remember that. And I think in his, you know, his politics really, you know, he was conservative, and that's where he thought the best expression of these ideals were. But that was secondary to believing in those ideals that are expressed more clearly and powerfully in the Declaration of Independence than anywhere else. And as you say, it's the mission statement of the country. And as my father put it in a couple articles in the book, in The Point of It All, actually, that it's, you know, to a degree, it's our faith, it's our creed in America to believe in these things. And he held that very deeply at his core. And he thought very methodically about it. If you're true to believing these things, then how do you express them? And I think he could recognize that people might interpret them differently when you act them out in government. And that's how we have different sides of the political spectrum. But he always recognized that was the core. And there's one piece in the book, probably my favorite, called Constitutions, Conservatism, and the Genius of the Founders, that talks so much about this and that ends on a note that always truly makes me happy and puts a smile on my face, where he talks about his belief in these ideas, his faith between America and the American idea and the American people, and a sense of trust and confidence he has that kind of bedrock decency, as he puts it, of the American people, that will get things right eventually, will redeem our history wherever we make mistakes, and will continue to inspire each other. And that's something that in my moments when I have doubts or frustrations or worries, it actually gives me hope and solace. So I hope others can find that as well in the book.
Well, it's amazing when you think about it, Daniel, in that context, is that here we are 240 plus years later. You know, the life of this document continues, and other patriots along the way, and to your father, to you, myself, and our listeners, you know, this is our sentiment. And I know when they read that section, they'll be smiling with you, you know, because it is touching, and it just, you go, wow, you know, there are other people that feel the way I do and see the, you know, the blessing that God gave us by, you know, for a perfect time to get this rebel group of patriots together and, you know, to formulate off a white sheet of paper the Declaration of Independence, and then from there the Constitution. I don't know how you do this without the hand of God, which is what our first president said.
Yeah, there's a, you know, in the book, my dad talks about exactly this. And he says, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically says, look, I'm not a particularly, you know, religious person in a traditional sense, but there I do, you know, he does have a sense of providence, the word he used about American history, that, as he put it, you know, the fact that at the edge of the civilized world 250 years ago, there could be the assemblage of the greatest group of political geniuses in the history of mankind, that they could have debated and discovered and written down these principles, these ideas, and then written out its enactment into human affairs with the Constitution, is just, you know, it's either the most extraordinary stroke of luck in human history, or there's something greater at play. And I think he had a true reverence for that history, and those ideals at the center of America. And it is clear through all his thoughts and writing in this book and in all his writings throughout his career.
Right. Well, Daniel, as his son, what was, you know, the most important thing you can hold to, you know, from your father?
Well, that, I think, is, there are too many things I could answer with that, but I would, you know, I would say, you know, above all, he was my dad, and that there's so much encapsulated in that that I couldn't express in a thousand interviews or a thousand words. But, you know, so much of who I am is from him, including everything we've talked about.
Exactly.
But no, I'll be forever grateful and feel as lucky as anyone on earth to have had him as my father.
Yeah, amen. For the audience, the key takeaway for, you know, the point of it all?
I think it's to find your own path, your own meaning and purpose in life, what matters to you, and to recognize that that's a gift, and that we should be grateful that we live in a society that allows us all to choose and to have that freedom, and that we have responsibilities to uphold that successful politics, as my father put it. So it's
exactly.
Personal and the political, and they're all connected.
Very well said. He's the editor of The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors. Daniel Krautheimer has been with us to talk about his father's book, The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors, by Charles Krautheimer and, of course, Daniel Krautheimer. Daniel, thank you so much. Have a great holiday. Okay, appreciate it. Take care.
Yeah, you too, Bill. Thank you for having me.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle-bed sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% and 20% offers valid December 9th to 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Jersey's former Republican Governor Chris Christie is said to lead the list of those being considered for the White House Chief of Staff job to succeed John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the year. Axios is reporting that Christie was in D.C. this week and met with President Trump to discuss the opportunity. President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen saying President Trump directed him to make hush money payments to two women in the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election. He speaks on an ABC Good Morning America interview.
You have to remember at what point in time that this matter came about, 2 weeks or so before the election, post the Billy Bush comments. So yes, he was very concerned about how this would affect the election.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Okay, parents, this one's for you. We got some great tips from some experts that help you deal with the cold and flu season. They're here to tell you what to do when your kids are feeling under the weather, telltale signs and symptoms, and safety tips for administering over-the-counter medicines, plus surprising results from a medicine-safe dosing study. You know, with temperatures dropping and kids stuck indoors, germs are sure to follow. Cold and flu season is here, and it's important for parents to know what to do when their little ones start suffering from a cough, fever, or stuffy nose. Since cold and flu or viral infections, antibiotics won't help. Many parents turn to over-the-counter medicines to help their children find relief, right? However, 8 in 10 parents report they've accidentally given the wrong dose of liquid medicine to their children at some point, and this according to a recent National Institute of Health study. With us to talk more about it, as I mentioned, we've got experts here. We don't mess around. Dr. Veronica Vernon with PharmD and Anita Brickman, Executive Director of KnowYourOTCs.org. Dr. Veronica and Anita, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Good morning. We're great.
Hey, terrific. Doctor, let's talk about the advice you have for parents when their kids show signs of cold or the flu.
This is definitely reaching cold and flu season now. And as parents, I'm a mom myself, we want to do the best for our children when they're not feeling well. Just as you stated, there's no cure for the common cold or flu. The best thing to do is to make your child as comfortable as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your child is getting plenty of sleep and staying well hydrated by drinking plenty of water or other liquids. Children who are not feeling well can become dehydrated very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Investing in a cool mist humidifier for your child's room can help break up mucus so it's easier for them to breathe while they're asleep and lying flat.
Mm-hmm.
For children who are aged 4 and older, there are medications over the counter that are cough and cold medicines to help give them some relief of their symptoms. The Before you give your child any medicine, always read and follow the directions provided on the drug facts label, which is located on the back of the bottle or the back of the box. Mm-hmm. And make sure to use the dosing device that comes with the medicine. Don't use your kitchen teaspoon or tablespoon. Resist the urge to grab that out of the drawer and use that device. It was calibrated to give your child the exact dose that they need. I also recommend that parents always know the weight of their child, as many of the medications we use for children are dosed based off of weight.
Exactly.
Whenever you have any questions, make sure that you talk to your child's doctor or your pharmacist.
Mm-hmm. Well, doctor, what over-the-counter medicines do you recommend?
Cough and cold or viral infections, so antibiotics, which fight bacteria, are not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are several different types of pediatric over-the-counter liquid and cold medicines that can relieve symptoms. One thing that it's important to know is many of these products have multiple ingredients. So they may have a pain reliever, such as acetaminophen, a decongestant, and a cough suppressant. You want to make sure that you're not giving your child too much of a single ingredient. So if you're giving a combination product, you want to make sure that you're not also giving just plain acetaminophen to relieve their pain and fever if the cough and cold product already has acetaminophen in it.
Right.
Always ask your child's doctor or pharmacist if you need any recommendations.
Well, Anita Brickman, let's bring you in here. Let's talk about the results from the recent medicine safe dosing study. What were you surprised with?
We actually found a few surprising what we would call knowledge gaps. This was a study of 1,400 parents with young children, and there were some surprising results when it comes to safe dosing knowledge and behaviors. KnowYourOTCs.org sponsored this study, and we learned that nearly one in four parents of young children don't believe over-the-counter medicines are strong enough to require precise dosing. That's why we have a campaign called Treat with Care. We want to remind parents that you need to use care and precision with over-the-counter medicines, like with all medicines.
Mm-hmm.
These are serious medications. That means it's really important to read the drug facts label and know how to administer these medicines safely, what the dose is, how often you should give it, and for how long. All of that is on the drug facts label.
Mm-hmm.
We were also surprised to learn that one in five parents of young children still believe using a household spoon is okay if you're measuring out liquid OTC medicines. And we want to make sure parents know that that is no longer the good advice. The good advice these days is to always use the dosing device that comes with your medicine. As Dr. Vernon said, it's specially calibrated for that medicine. So whether it's a dosing cup or syringe, it helps you give your child the exact dose they need. And if you've lost the dosing device, don't be afraid to reach out to your pediatrician or the pharmacist. So the next time you're in the drugstore, ask your pharmacist about a replacement, but don't use a household spoon.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, traditionally we've gone to the drawer and used a household spoon. So now we're finding out that we're giving the wrong dosage, maybe too much, maybe not enough, because we've decided to go to the kitchen drawer instead of using the device that comes with the medication. And I guess in the case, if we should read and make sure that we have something that can dispense the proper dosage and the proper amount, so we can ask the pharmacist when we pick up the medication, can we not?
Yeah,
definitely.
Even if you're using something that's over the counter, right, Dr. Vernon, you can go ask the pharmacist to make sure you're doing it right.
Well, and Dr. Vernon, how do we identify the proper dosage? You brought up earlier that, you know, sometimes we're not considering, you know, the weight of the child, that this comes into play as well. So what's the best way to identify the proper dosage?
You can always start by reading and following the directions on the medicine's drug facts label. Secondly, just as Anita has mentioned, use the dosing measuring device that comes with the medicine and ask your pharmacist. We can provide dosing recommendations as well. More information on safe dosing for parents can be found on knowyourotcs.org.
Mm-hmm.
But please, I encourage you to speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you have any questions. And if you feel like you've given your child too much medication unintentionally, in addition to calling your doctor or pharmacist, you can call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222.
Well, we have the doctor in the house, and you just mentioned about, going to see the doctor. When is the right time to visit the pediatrician?
A mild fever, stuffy nose, and aches and pains are par for the course when your child has a cold. if you feel like your child's getting worse or they're not getting better after a few days, it's a good idea to call the pediatrician's office. You're also going to want to check in with your doctor if your child has a high fever, usually higher than 101 degrees Fahrenheit. They're vomiting, they have chills and shakes, they have a hacking cough, or they have difficulty breathing. These can be signs of the flu. Mm-hmm. If your child does get diagnosed with the flu, you still have to be very vigilant and watch them because some children can get pneumonia. Symptoms include a low-grade fever, coughing up mucus, body aches, labored breathing or very quick breaths, and excessive fatigue.
Well, we want to make sure this holiday season is a good one for all, but, you know, invariably what comes with it is the cold and flu season. And we need to be prepared for it, and this is why we bring you the experts, Dr. Veronica Vernon and Anita Brickman here, to break it down, to give you the information that you need to make sure your children are taken care of, that we mitigate the consequences and the impact of the cold and flu season in your household. Anita, let me ask you, where can people go for more information?
That would be with the website that Dr. Vernon has also mentioned. It's knowyourotcs.org. That's spelled KNOWYOUROTCS.org. KnowyourOTCs.org. We've got active ingredients, a symptom checker, advice for parents. All of that is there. And I'd also like to remind your listeners, rather, that it isn't too late to get a flu shot. Mm-hmm. The flu season is predicted to peak in January and February, so there is still time to go to your pharmacy and ask for a flu shot, especially any kids over the age of 13. For younger ones, you want to be talking to your pediatrician, but also for adults out there, get that flu shot. It is your best protection during the season.
Anita Brickman, Executive Director of KnowYourOTCs.org, foundation focused on medicine safety. And also Dr. Veronica Vernon with PharmD, who received her Doctor of Pharmacy degree from Purdue University back in 2011. Dr. Veronica, I'm going to let you wrap it up. I'm going to give you the final word, a final word of caution for everybody to enjoy this holiday season.
Thank you. I have three important messages. The first is know what medication you're giving your child. Know what the active ingredients is. The second is making sure you're using the right dosage spoon. And the third, get your flu shot. Pharmacies can give you your flu shot for many individuals depending on the age and what state you live in. And go to knowyourotcs.org.
Professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle bed sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, I'm Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the info is right there on this fresh and independent radio show. Conrad Padilla joins us now. He is with Jeunesse, one of the top independent distributors, by the way, with Jeunesse. And before we bring Conrad on, I want to give you a little bit of background about the mission of Jeunesse, which began in the hearts and minds of visionaries Randy Ray and Wendy Lewis. Having achieved tremendous success in other enterprises, Randy and Wendy emerged from retirement to launch Jeunesse on September the 9th, 2009 at 9 p.m. I know you hear a lot of nines here, and there is a reason, which nine represents longevity, reflected in the founders' desire to not only survive, but thrive. Now, eager to share their revolutionary youth enhancement products with the world, Randy and Wendy set out to create one of the most rewarding compensation plans in the direct selling industry. The result is a cutting-edge global platform that has harnessed the power of technology to share innovative products, training, and support. Today, thousands of people around the world are helping to write the story of Jeunesse, together creating a global movement that empowers people to reach their full potential no matter their age, race, rank, or income. And as they say, the story is just beginning and being written every day by independent distributors, just like Conrad Padilla. Right, Conrad?
Yes, yes, Bill. And I'm so happy to be on with you and talk about these amazing, amazing products.
Well, they, Randy Ray and Wendy Lewis, had this vision to produce products to help people look and feel young and be young. And so tell us about the products and why Jeunesse is so innovative, and also why people are gravitating to it in such incredible numbers.
Well, Bill, I'll tell you first and foremost, I think the main reason why is people are really tired of what they're seeing today, which is, you know, diseases are going up at crazy levels, and you know, aging, and you know, all the different things that are going on in our system. So there's really a massive amount of people that are looking to products that will actually help them with, you know, reducing their chances of the aging process and accelerating the aging process, and anything they can do to reduce their chances of disease. And so what Jeunesse basically did is they came up with a system called the Youth Enhancement System, which is the YES system. And basically what it is it's technology and products that are engineered to help you from the inside out, and most importantly, at the cellular level. I mean, the key is the cellular level, because everything that that happens in our bodies with respect to the aging process, oxidative stress, disease, everything really happens at the cellular level.
Exactly. And so this goes to the root. For anybody that's been studying, and I've been a student of health for a long time, this is why I got to be honest with you here and honest with our audience. This is what attracted me to Jeunesse, is that they are looking at the root issue today at the cellular level, as you say. And there's some, and because of that, I know people hear a lot also about stem cell and stem cell research. And there's, you know, there's some applications here as far as stem cell, right?
Well, there is. In fact, Jeunesse is actually a company that's in 141 countries, and they're really, really well known in the industry as far as stem cell technology, stem cell research, and a lot of the doctors / scientists that are some of the most respected doctors in the world with respect to some of the things they're doing with stem cell technology and all that sort of stuff. And so basically, if you look at the bulk of the products that are out there, they've come up with exclusive technology that's unique to the company that is in a lot of the products that the company has. And it's called APT200. And what Dr. Newman out of Beverly Hills, California, he's one of the top doctors in the country, dermatologist, a surgeon, he basically came up with a way to duplicate the growth factors in human stem cells and put them into products from the Reveal product line, which I know we were going to talk specifically about some of these incredible products. But that is one of the key things to the company, is that they're doing things with stem cell technology that's very unique to the market today.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about Reveal, let's you brought it up. Let's talk about the foundation of Reveal in terms of what it's about and the benefits for those that utilize the product.
Well, Reveal is a product that Dr. Newman, he took about 9 years to actually engineer and develop this product. And so what we're finding today, obviously, is men and women are losing hair, and a lot of it is genetics and a lot of other factors that cause hair loss. But this product, actually, they just launched the product, and it's breaking all records. I mean, worldwide they launched it, and it's actually incredible how much they're selling. But the main thing about this product line is it does have something unique to it called the HPT6, which is a stem cell technology that Dr. Newman came up with. But you know, it's free from parabens, sulfates, silicone, dyes. It's vegan, organic. I mean, it's a very, very unique product line that helps with hair growth.
Right. What about the Luminous line, Conrad?
So Luminous is the skincare line, and that has, once again, something called APT200, which is the growth factors in human stem cells, okay, that technology, if you will. Mm-hmm. But you've got serums, and you've got, different products in there that basically help with skincare. I mean, at the end of the day, the product line really does help with, you know, reducing fine lines and wrinkles and slowing the aging process down. You know, there's something Dr. Newman basically said. He says, if you use a Luminous line, he says, I can actually slow the aging process down if you use the product line on a consistent basis. The other thing too, Bill, is that because the product delivers a result, most of the products in the Luminous line have over an 80% reorder rate.
Well, that tells you right there that the proof is in the pudding. People aren't going to reorder something if it's not if it's not fulfilling its promise, right?
Exactly. I mean, even though Jeunesse offers all of the products that the company has, they offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is great. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that the number one thing for this company, and as I said, they're one of the fastest-growing private companies in the world, is that all of the products that they have, they deliver results. They're not, you know, they're not products that are just decent. They're products that are cutting-edge, that people, you know, they use it when they're out, they reorder it. And the thing about the product line, too, is that they're priced really well for the type of technology that you're getting in them compared to the market. I mean, if you look at the Luminous Serum, if you could even find something on the market today that would even be close to it, you would spend at least $300, where you could get this as a preferred customer You get 25% off. You could get it for, you know, for $90. I mean, it's significantly cheaper with a lot of unique technology like the APT 200.
I'll tell you, there's so many products to benefit from, and it's all driven by the same mission that Jeunesse wants you to not only feel young, but to look young, and these products are delivering on their promise. If you go to BillMartinezLive.com, just click on the Jeunesse button in the upper right-hand corner, and you can get more information. If you're interested in the products, all the contact information will help you in that process right there. So just go to our website and click on the banner, and you too can start benefiting from these incredible products. And we're not going to have enough time to go through the entire line, but as Conrad just explained, Luminesse is one. Also, let's touch on Reserve as well right now.
Yeah, so Reserve, this is actually one of my favorite products. So Reserve is one of the highest antioxidant products in the world. So it also helps with heart, you know, heart issues and things like that, such as slowing the aging process down. But also, it has something in it called resveratrol. Resveratrol has been proven, actually, scientifically to, you know, help with the prevention of heart disease and other types of things like that. But the main thing about it is, you know, in life, we have lots of stress. We're exposed to, you know, something called oxidative stress. Okay, that happens when you go to the gym, when you're, you know, just life in general. If you don't put antioxidants back in your body, then you age rapidly, and you can obviously open up the doors to diseases and things like that. So this is they're actually gel packs. This is our top selling product in 141 countries. But it's a super, super high antioxidant, product with super fruits and other types of, things like that.
Well, another item in the lineup is AMPM. Address that if you would, Conrad. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Absolutely. So 70% of Americans actually have sleep issues. Our bodies actually recover and repair themselves when we sleep. So that's a big, big, big challenge here in North America, really, all over the country. And the reality is that what this product does, AMPM, is they actually help with sleep. In fact, it's actually personally my favorite product, and anybody I've ever talked to has said the same thing, that it really helps with their sleep. But think about AMPM is vitamins at a completely different level. They help at a stem cell level, a telomere level, which is the tails of our cells, stomach support. So this is a vitamin at another level. You will not find engineering in any other vitamin line anywhere out there today. So it's an incredible, incredible product line.
Conrad, as we wrap things up, I'm going to let you summarize, you know, the benefit here of Jeunesse and what people have to gain, you know, for becoming involved with the product.
Yeah, so the bottom line, Bill, is that these products can help you with your health internally and externally. I mean, I absolutely go to Bill's website, look at some videos on the engineering of the product, look at some of the videos on some of these, you know, elite doctors that teach at, you know, Harvard Medical School and some of the most elite doctors that are out there. But become a preferred customer and you get up to 25% off of all the products. So that's really one of the best ways to get involved and try these incredible, incredible products. And by the way, once again, have a 30-day money-back guarantee on every product that the company has.
Well, Conrad Padilla, he is one of the top independent distributors with Jeunesse. Conrad, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bill.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hunters, anglers,